Okay, Ramban Parshas Vayakel. It's a short amount of Rambans, so it'll be a short shir. The Ramban says on the Pasuk in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayavo Kol Ish Asher Nesa'u Libo, everyone who their heart lifted them or moved them, Chol Asher Nad Varucho, so Hoivio is Trumas Hashem, they brought Trumas Hashem. And you find a similar expression in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Beis, it says Vayikra Moshe Al Batalel, and everyone Asher Nasan Hashem Kol Asher Nesa Libo, same lashon Kol Asher Nesa Libo Lekarva Lamlacha Laasososa, to bring the Malacha. So the Ramban says that anytime you find this phrase of Nesa Libo, that their heart moved them, it's talking about the people who actually did the work of the Mishkan, not the people who donated, but rather the workers, the one, the craftsmen. So, but in other words, by the people who donate, we find the word Nedivus, which is donations. They volunteered, they donated, but the people who actually did the work, those were called that was called Neso Libo. Why would you call that Neso Libo? So the Ramban says it's because none of them were trained. They were all slaves. So why in the world would you think you're like, you know, you have no idea how to weave or how to build an aron or whatever, the menorah, let's say. It was made out of gold. You needed, it was all one thing. You needed craftsmen. There were no craftsmen. Who's going to do it? It's someone who's Neso Libo. Like he says, Vayigba Libo B'darchei Hashem. They just said, Hashem wants it done. I'm going to do it. So that's that phrase, Neso Libo. The person whose heart moved them, they said, I can do it. I'm going to do it. And they found it in their heart that they could do it. So it was obviously a mixture of, you know, Siyata Deshmaya and the person's feeling they want to do it, and they could do it. Hashem gave them the Siyata Deshmaya to do it, which is a great Musa Asker for a lot of things in life. You know, you're not sure if you don't think you're qualified to do something, but you feel moved, you can do it. Hashem will give you the Siyata Deshmaya to get it done. Anyway, that's Kalish Asher Neso Libo. Then we have in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Gimel, it says that everybody brought, it's started by Yikolim Lefnei Moshe, everybody brought the Nadavas, and there was enough, and there was extra, and they stopped collecting. So Ramban just says the point of mentioning this is to tell you a couple things. One, that, he says what it doesn't tell you, it says they had extra. So what did they do with the extra? That the Pasuk doesn't tell you what they do with the extra. And Ramban says, maybe it wasn't so important. Whatever, they used it for future funds. Berek Habayis. But the fact that they stopped collecting, that it wanted to tell you that everybody brought the shvach of the people, that they brought so much that they had to stop accepting collections. And number two, that they stopped accepting collections. That was also a chashivas that the king, or whatever, not the king, the person in charge, which of course Moshe Rabbeinu Batal, they stopped collecting when they had enough money, because they weren't, the goal was not to get rich or whatever. The goal was to collect for the Mishkan. When they had enough, they stopped. That's also a shvach for them. Okay, then you have in Pasuk Vav, it says, Ish ve'isha al yasu od malacha. They should stop doing malacha. What did that mean? The Ramban says very interestingly, malacha means money. It's kind of surprising, but that's what he suggests, that malacha means money. As another place he says, it also means money. It says, Im lo shalach yedo b'mlechas re'ehu. So what's malachas re'ehu? So he says that's also money. Shlichus Yad, that we know from, right, from Ezekiel. If you're a Shaleach Yad, so that means, Bemlechas Reo means in your friend's money. Another Pasuk, Leregel HaMelacha Asher Lefanai, says many times the word Melacha is money. Anyway, so it was saying, Ish Isha, and it says the word Melacha to teach you both. The Isha should stop doing actual Melacha, and the men should stop bringing the money. Okay. Then in Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Ches, the Ramban asks a question that was probably bothering most of us, which is, why does the Torah spend so much time on the Melechas HaMishkan, or more specifically, repeating the Melechas HaMishkan? In other words, there's so much time spent in Truman Tetzav about exactly the Melechas HaMishkan, and then a repeating of the whole thing again and again and again, that they brought and they did and they did. All that repeating, why so marich about the Melechas HaMishkan? So the Ramban says it's l'har b'schar l'uskim ba. He says similar to we find by Eliezer Eved Avram, right? But when the story when Eliezer came to try to get a wife for Yitzchak, And the Torah tells us a story of the test he made and all that. And then when he goes and meets Rivka's family, he repeats the whole story. And the Torah tells us the whole story again. And yet we have, you know, so many important halachos that we only learn from like a hint of a word that's an extra word or an extra letter. And here we have pages and pages about Eliezer's story being repeated twice. So Chazal tell us, Yafas Yichasan Shel Tzadikim, I forget the exact question, of Yosher Migufei Shel Torah, that the words of Tzadikim are here. It's Eliezer from Beis Avram. Beis Avram was so chashuv to Hashem that he spends pages and pages saying over what Eliezer said, even when Gufei Torah are hinted to in just a little thing, to show you how chaviv, it's to show how chaviv it is to Hashem, the tzaddikim. And in that case, in just Beis Avram. So the Ramban says similarly here too, the reason the Torah spends so much time repeating it is the exact same thing, is to show the chavivus that the Mishkan was to Hashem. When he says, l'har b'schar l'oskim ba, that seems to me that it means for the people, the oskim ba, meaning the people who made the Mishkan, l'har b'schar, to them, that the Torah goes at such length to say over what they did. The Melechas HaMishkan. I see others explained it to mean l'har b'schar l'oskim ba, meaning to those who study it. I don't think it means that. You can look it up yourself and see what you think. But regardless, the point is, that is to show, it's repeated, just to show the chavivus of it, like it's repeated by Eliezer of Avraham. Then finally we have the Maros Hatzovos. That is that the ladies donated their copper mirrors to build the Kiyor. And so Rashi brings the Medrash that says Moshe wasn't so sure he should take this, because those mirrors are made to make the ladies pretty, and others is used for Yitzhahara, and therefore Moshe wasn't sure he should accept it to make the Kiyor, and Hashem told him, no, you should. Not only isn't it a problem, it's the opposite. It's chaviven min hakol, because this is what the Jewish ladies use to be marbe the Klal Yisrael. That there should be more and more Klal Yisrael. And then the Kiyor gets used to be marbe shalom b'nish lishto, because it's used for the sota water. Okay. So the Ramban has a problem on this. One of the things that was donated from the Mishkan was the kumaz, and that was a kli that was definitely just as meguna, right? If you remember what the kumaz was, Rashi tells us the kumaz was kan makom zima. It was some article, some kli placed in the boso makom. So that was accepted. That Moshe didn't seem to have a problem with. So if you can accept the kumaz, a mirror is no big deal, you would think. So the Ramban says, well, you're right, but the difference is, the whole kli would be just this. It wasn't just in the whole mix. There was, you know, regular gold and there was some other stuff. Okay, it got mixed in. But to make a kli that's just, this is the mirror kli. The kli would just be the mirror kli. So then that he thought maybe wasn't right. And that Hashem told him, no, it's chaviv and alayim and akol, and it's marib b'shalom b'nish lishto, and it's marib b'klal Yisrael, so it was good. He also just mentions the pshat of the Ibn Ezra, that, because he's going on the second part of the pasuk, b'maris ha-tzava shesha tzavu pesach ha-ol moed, that last part, what does it mean that they were tzavu pesach ha-ol moed? So the Ibn Ezra says that these ladies gave up their mirrors, because they were becoming very holy, meaning they didn't want mirrors anymore. They weren't interested in that kind of thing. They had totally removed themselves from Taivas Olam Hazeh, and therefore they were always by Olam Oed to go daven. In other words, these were very religious, very frum ladies, and they had given away their maros because they didn't want anything to do with Olam Hazeh, and they would come to daven all day long by the Olam Oed. Okay, well, I'll stop here.